Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And the Lord Jesus was not speaking about physical bread and physical water. He was speaking about that which will satisfy your inner being, the spiritual part of man. Remember, the Bible tells us that man is a triune being. Man has a spirit which relates to the spirit world. Man has a soul which is made up of the thinking part of the brain, the mind, the emotions which we call our feeler, and our will, that with which we make choices and decisions. That which people know you as, your personality, that's the soul of man. And then, of course, the physical body houses the soul and the spirit. And so it's in our spirit that we are separated from God, that we need forgiveness, that we need eternal life. Because spiritually speaking, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 that we're dead in trespasses and in sin within our spirit, separated from God. That's why we need eternal life, life that will never end, so that we'll never experience the second death, which is eternal separation from God in a terrible and awful place called the lake of fire, a place of darkness, a place of separation, a place where the fire is so intense that no light comes forth from it. A place of utter darkness, a place of utter loneliness, a place of utter suffering, and a place where the worm dieth not. That is the bacteria of disease that eats away on an individual's being. And life is so miserable, so wretched, so horrible, oh, beloved, that there is no living. It's a continual dying in that terrible and awful place. That's the place to which men, women, boys, and girls are going to spend eternity, who die without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who do not accept Him as Savior, who do not put their faith and trust in Him. And you might say, that's terrible, that's awful. I have a religion that I believe that's going to guarantee a wonderful future for me. But, beloved, there's only one way to life eternal, and that is through Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Even as one takes a physical bread and eats it, so Christ offers spiritual life, eternal life, to those who will accept Him and receive Him as one would receive a piece of bread, those who invite Him to come into their life and to forgive them for their sin. He sends His Holy Spirit into our spirit to do that work of salvation, to cleanse us and make us pure and clean and holy, and to give us the gift of eternal life within our spirit. He transforms and changes an individual within that inner life and gives a person new reason for living. And you say, how do you know? Because I've experienced it myself, beloved. Over 65 years ago, as a young lad, I invited Jesus Christ to come into my life. He came into my life. He cleansed me of my sin. He gave me His peace. He gave me His joy. He gave me the gift of eternal life. And I know, beloved, I know that I'm on my way to heaven when I leave this physical body. I know that for me it will not be death. It will simply be a moving from the physical body into the glorious sinless presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, I'm looking forward to it. This body that I live in is soon, I'm on my 73rd year walking here upon this earth. And this old physical body is growing old, and it's decaying, and my hair's coming out and turning gray, and my teeth are getting old, and wrinkles are covering my face. And there's coming a day when this old heart that pumps the blood through the veins of this body is going to stop pumping, and I'm going to leave. And it will not be a terrible, horrible experience. It will be a glorious, moving day into the glorious, sinless presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, for me to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, as the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, beloved, I'm ready to go. What about you? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? If you were to die today, where would your soul and spirit go? There's only two places, either heaven or Hades, that place of temporary confinement until the great white throne judgment, when every wicked person, every person who dies without Christ, will be resurrected and appear before the judgment seat of God, and there hear the fateful doom, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you," and be cast into that eternal lake of fire, that terrible and awful place where the Bible says the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. A place of eternal suffering and torment that was not prepared for man, that was prepared for Satan and his fallen angels, but to which men, women, boys, and girls go because they reject Jesus Christ. They reject his offer of love. They reject his gift of salvation. They say no. And how many are blinded by Satan? He's your enemy. He hates you. He tries to destroy you, and he wants to keep you from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you might have religion, but Satan has devised many false religions to keep people from believing in the true and the living God and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ himself said when he walked here upon this earth, "I am the way. No man comes unto the Father which is in heaven but by me." Oh, beloved, Jesus Christ loves you, and I love you, my friend. I long for you to know this wonderful forgiveness. I long for you to know the joy and the peace that Jesus gives. I long for you to open your life to him and to ask him to come in. And you might say, "Well, how do I do that?" You can do it right where you are, right now. You can ask him to come into your inner life, into your spirit. You can, from your inner being, cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe Christ died for my sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, that he lives today. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for my sin. Grant me your gift of salvation and your peace and your joy." And he will grant that request. He will send the Holy Spirit of Christ into your spirit to do the work of salvation, to make you pure and clean, to make you holy and righteous in your inner being. And he himself will move into your spirit as God's guarantee of your salvation. Then, beloved, if you have prayed that prayer and have asked the Lord Jesus to do that, please write to us and let us know. We want to send you materials that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Materials that will explain what you've done. We'll send you the first three Bible correspondence courses that explain what it means to believe in and receive Christ as Savior. And we'll send you those first three lessons of that first Bible correspondence course. And we'll send you a free New Testament. We'll send you gospel tracts, which also explain the plan of salvation. And we'll send you a printed outline of what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior, and what you need to do when you've accepted Him, how He's come to live in your life, and how He wants you to walk in obedience to Him. All of these materials will be sent to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address printed clearly, and the name of your country that you live in printed clearly. And if you will send us that information, and if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior as a result of listening to this broadcast, please tell us that so that we can send these special materials to you that you might grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you have pencil and paper, let me give you our mailing address. On the first line, you will put Bob Griggs. That's spelled capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you will put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, and then you'll put these numbers, 825. That stands for Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you will spell out these letters, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Put a comma after that, and then capital C, capital O, period. And then these numbers, 8-1-1-3-7-0-8-2-5. On the last line, you will put capital U, capital S, capital A, which stands for the United States of America. That's very important that you put USA on the last line. So write us to Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, 81137-0825, and then the last line, capital U, capital S, capital A, and we will be delighted to mail to you these materials. Till next time, good.